Here's the story of two guys who start at the bottom and with a lot of hard work continue along the bottom and finally end up at the bottom.
There's some bad boys.
Quit effing with our show, you're gon' ruin it. Escape from the suits, we pursuing it. Tunneled out Shawshank through the sewer, kid. Now we're chilling at the Eagle, yeah, we doing it. 2 o'clock on the dot, gotta have it. For my house of goat status, Howard Stern and Kid Craddock. Shows adding up, multiply like a rabbit. Tune in, zone out, crank it up, beat the habit.
I wanna hang out with my friends, rocking on the radio. My homegrown homeboy's been a skin, talking on the radio. It's time to do this once again. Oh baby, here we go. KT, Christina, been a skin, all up on my radio.
Oh yes, hello, hello, hello. Hello and welcome. This is the world famous Ben and Skin Show coming to you live from Pluckers in Grapevine. How's everybody doing at Pluckers? No, wait. Here's the thing. It's a Friday. Let me ask that again. How's everybody doing at Pluckers? Crazy mother pluckers up
some
in here.
Wangs.
Yep, having some wangs.
That guy that just looked over his shoulder doesn't know what's going on, but we'll pull him into the madness soon enough.
Yeah, he'll be in the madness. The madness. This is the world famous Ben and Skin Show. I'm Ben Rogers, joined by Jeff Skin Wade. How you doing, Skin?
Man, I'm doing really good. I walked in on you doing something really, really questionable earlier with a pen.
Oh no, it's nothing questionable about it, Skin.
What happened there?
It's rock and roll, bro.
97
letters.
What?
Penthouse letters.
Ah, yes. Did you...
Doing something with the pen, writing letters? No?
No. He had an ink pen.
Oh, yeah, KT, you missed it.
Yeah, I missed a lot.
Yeah, you did.
A fan of the Eagle provided a place for him to autograph.
That's
right.
Did
you autograph or did you write a Bible verse?
I did a little bit of both.
So, wait, I messed up. Hold on, let me try
John 3:16, Ben Rogers out.
You know, and there was an opportunity for leverage, but I bypassed it. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get leverage. This won't be my best signature.
Interesting.
Because I'm a gentleman.
Are you saying that you went with the moving target?
I could have gone hold myself up with my left hand, signed with my right hand.
Okay.
But I just signed with my right hand. So it's not my best signature, but it's still the best place I've ever signed.
What kind of a pen was it?
It was a Sharpie.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a Sharpie.
You
it's
went
more
after
of a
that, 10. Went after that thing with a Sharpie, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Attaboy.
I did. And, you know, it's pretty great. And look, we love our listeners. We're grateful to people that are rockaholics, that listen to the Eagle. Grateful for people that listen to the Ben and Skin Show. It's always a pleasure to meet people that support what we do. And, yeah, we're truly grateful.
Built for speed or built for comfort?
That's a good question.
Christina? You motorboat him, you old sailor, you.
Is she still in the Pluckers? Where is she? No.
Right behind you.
I know. Hey.
Literally right behind you.
That's a line from Wedding Crashers. Is she still in the house? Where is she? You old sailor. So, this is awesome. We love our listeners, and it's great to get out and about. So if you're anywhere near Grapevine, please stop by and see us. We'd love to meet you. Say hello, and thank you for making the Ben and Skin Show part of your daily routine.
Yep.
Also joining myself and Skin, he is a man that hails from Olney, Texas, and we haven't seen him for about the last hour. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Kevin KT Turner.
Yep.
Oh. Are you okay?
He's distracted by his drop toys today.
I'm not distracted by anything.
Okay.
I just thought there was going to be a little bit of an applause, but there's nothing. That's fine.
Oh. Everybody give it up for KT.
All right, who wants some shots? I'm not allowed to buy them for you.
I love a good 2:15 in the afternoon shot, you know?
Man, there's just something about Fridays where it just feels good to make it through all the crap we had to deal with throughout the week. So it's just, you know, a shot sounds really good.
You know what? I will do a shot.
I will do a shot, too.
Put your hands up.
Hi, Amber. See, I can do everything. Except buy you shots.
How are you doing, Amber?
Hello, Amber.
Our homegirl, Amber, just walked in wearing the Ben and Skin Show shirt with all four of our faces on.
Absolutely.
She was there last night, too, at Roller Town.
Is everyone enjoying their wangs?
Wings. Also joining us today is the pride and joy of Crandall, Texas. You can hear her on the Mighty Eagle hosting her own shows Sunday nights from 6 to 11 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Miss Christina K. Ray Ray.
That's
Dang,
so
oh my
nice.
God.
That's not
it's
fake.
Incredible.
That's real.
Things changed.
Someone whistled.
Like, wow.
This is amazing.
Hold on, let's try this again. Ladies and gentlemen,
oh, no,
KT. Ladies and gentlemen, Christina K. Ray Ray.
Oh my God. Wow.
Huh. I would never sign up to play in that contest.
I wouldn't either. I would not either.
Like when we did the thing, BFD, and we were bringing out some bands, I was like, we should really just let Christina go out there and do this. So we really don't need to go out there and introduce Candlebox, which I've been thinking of starting a cover band, Candlecox. It's these, so you have like roosters.
Already. I like this idea.
I thought it was a caulking thing, like for doors. Balls.
I mean, that plays Candlebox.
Oh, that's just a good business name.
Yeah.
Candlecox.
Yeah. Cox.
C-A-U-L-K-S.
L-K-S.
Obviously.
I like Candlecox, like roosters that make candles.
Wait, where's
candle?
This table? There's like a table of 12 ladies who are leaving. Where are y'all going?
They're done grubbing. See, they're taking pictures.
You have to go back to work?
Bye, ladies.
Yeah, this looked to be a work function.
Enjoyed partying with you.
I think we encroached on their space.
Oh, will you show Kevin? If you don't get a chance, show Kevin my autograph.
Ma'am, I did not ask to see those.
Thank you. See you later.
What was it? I'm kidding.
You blew it.
I saw it.
What did you see?
She blew it. She had a chance to show me.
She blew it, huh? You're going to go there.
She had a chance to show me. I feel like that table has a lot of Pluckers lemonades left over there.
Yeah, so that was a big work thing. It was a big work function, but...
they're going to be real productive this afternoon.
That woman was... she was a huge fan of 97.1 The Eagle.
She was badass.
She was awesome. And she listens, she wakes up, she listens to Cindy Skull, she listens to AO, she listens to us, the Russ Martin Show. She listens all day, every day. And she was really excited, and so she wanted us to sign her jugs.
I saw that you did that. Yeah, I saw it on Facebook, actually.
What do you say? What do you say? Like, I could not refuse.
You say, let me get a couple of these shots in me, and then I'm going to have better penmanship.
Yeah, has anyone ever refused that request?
No.
Actually, there is a story that I read recently. It's the only time I've ever seen this. And it was, like, trust me, I'm not doing my thing, or I promote all the bands.
Okay, Dave Matthews.
But no, and it's because he's Mormon. Brandon Flowers of the Killers.
Oh, okay.
A lady, he's going through, this is 2005. Okay, so, they're at the height of their powers, right? And a lady says, will you sign my boobs? And he goes, I can't, there's cameras around.
I did it for the camera.
So he's asking,
he's Mormon.
But there's no camera around.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's, I think that's my first time to ever sign one. It was incredible.
Really?
And as I went in, I'm like, I can't really get good leverage right now. And I felt like...
You got to go underneath and get leverage.
Well, I felt like I needed to, like, hold her shoulder or something. I needed somewhere to place my left hand so I could get leverage for a good signature.
If you take your left hand and you cup up...
Yeah, that doesn't hold me.
That'll give you more room to... You know what I'm saying?
You sound like you signed a lot of boobs.
Well, Yash could lay down, I think.
For a while, I was in Motley Crue. And I was signing so many boobs. Yeah, you cup up and then sign on top.
And I tried like 11 pins before I found one I liked. And
she did have a pen at first. It's like, that's going to hurt. We need a Sharpie.
Yeah. She handed you a needle and said, hey, would you engrave your name?
But what I wrote on it was, she said her and her husband are big time listeners. And so she's about to turn 50. So she's rock and roll, man. And she's like, so I wrote Happy Annie instead of anniversary because it was just going to take too long.
Oh, my God. That might have looked like Happy Anal.
Well, we'll see how if it smears off by the time she gets home to see her husband.
She was so cool, man.
She was
so great.
Yeah. When we got here, there was a part of her group. So there was two tables. And a part of her group had just been sat down where we broadcast. And so it was like, wait a minute, we got to move some people around. And she immediately goes, oh, no, we'll move over here. My favorite station is here. She's awesome, dude.
Oh,
she's
that's great. Yep,
she's what rockaholics are all about.
Yeah. Yeah, and she wanted yours on the other one, but you were...
My pastor is here, and he needed my help.
Did he want to sign?
He wanted... Yeah, he's like, hey, what's up with that old bird over there?
Gary already signed it.
Yeah, Gary. It said Gary was here on one of those.
I immediately, because there was immediately video proof from one of our awesome listeners here on the Ben and Skin Facebook group.
Yeah.
It was posted up before I could even text my wife about it. But I have given her the heads up.
Just a warning.
Just heads up. I had to sign a boob today. No big deal.
Good Ian, idea. The listener, looked up just long enough from his chicken wings to snap a video of Ben by himself
what did
against
he say?
The wall with a woman. Nobody else was in the building.
We
the
were
building.
All working, you know, getting everything ready.
What did he say? Do you remember?
And wait, Ben is getting in real close to it, and he's... It's a profile, but his smile is so big, you can see the giant smile by his ears. I think he said, Ben at Pluckers getting some, I believe is how he worded that.
And this is amazing because it was right after I got this DM. This is from a gentleman who said, hey, man, why are you choosing to spread hate?
He saw the video?
Yeah, Ben, why are you spreading
hate? Yeah, it wasn't about that video.
Yeah, man.
All day, every day,
don't
man.
Don't be out there making all these other guys jealous. Come on, don't be spreading that hate.
But it was unrelated. It was about...
Was it on Facebook?
It was a Facebook DM.
Oh, man.
And it's about... It's somebody who's we've interacted with before and tried to make happy. But he... So today, I had to go get weighed in for soda. So I'm down 52 pounds since July 9th.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And you guys have seen the commitment. I mean, we're here at a Pluckers, and I had the grilled chicken. And being super careful, I got these snacks or whatever. But, you know, in one of the ads, our buddy wrote the copy. It was talking about how you get out of the mirror, and if you don't like what you see, you know, that type of deal. And he sent me this DM, and he was like, you're spreading hate. How much are they paying you to make you people feel bad about themselves? I was like,
oh, my gosh.
He said, you're better than this, which he's wrong. He said, He sent me this long thing, and he says, I'm calling you out. You're making money off people's self-esteem issues, and that's not cool. And I'm like, I what happened here?
Does he think it's a product in which you make fun of fat people? I don't understand.
Right.
You're not going after their self-esteem. You're showing them ways to improve their self-esteem.
Absolutely. And I'm okay with having these conversations and talking it out because, look, I've struggled with my weight my whole life and figuring out, you know, I was embarrassed to endorse a weight loss thing. The reality is it's changing my life. So I'm grateful for it. And I've even given out my cell phone number to people. I've had personal conversations with people who are struggling with this too and have questions about what I'm endorsing. So I'm doing everything I can to just be an open book and be authentic and everything, but still,
you need to live your life on his terms. He's meant a lot to you. He's had a huge impact in your life. The way he sees the world is the only way, and I think you need to just adapt to whatever his needs are.
Look, all of us are spreading hate when we go take a poop.
That's true.
How do you mean?
At Pluckers.
Pluckers. Like
you don't like our wings.
What do you
give you the
bird? It's just like an evil thing that we do.
No.
As humans.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Not evil.
Oh, it's evil.
It's a great place to read.
Yours is maybe evil.
I love the eagle. I mean, Cindy in the morning. By the way, thank you to Ayo for coming out to the brewery last night.
I missed him.
Dude,
I did too.
How cool was that?
Well,
Ayo rolled in for the second half of the Mav game and kicked it with, like, the Vielmas at the front desk and Amber and Kim and the crew. So, very cool. So, the man that we just took the baton from... Ayo, heard every day right here from 10 to 2, was kicking it at Roller
Town. What a sweet man.
Very sweet man.
That is one of the nicest teammates we've ever had.
He's rad.
Like, we came to the Eagle. We had some people that came with us from the fan. We had some people that had never heard of us before. And we didn't really know if it was going to be a hostile environment. We didn't really have a good feel. But, dude, that guy from day one has embraced us and helped us and is a a good human being.
Yep. Speaking of having a good feel, I bet that lady with the boob didn't know who we were until we got here.
No.
She's a big Eagle fan.
And it takes...
Like, she's a rockaholic. She may have not even known the Ben and Skin show until we arrived.
It takes a huge amount of courage to have that done at a corporate event with your whole company.
Right.
I think.
It's a lot of confidence, yeah.
Yeah, I think I respect the heck out of it. I'd do
great.
It again.
You should sign them.
I'd do it every day.
It sounds like you're putting out the bat signal.
So if anyone
wants to prove their confidence.
Sean, get over here. I got to autograph your boob.
You will sign Sean's boob before the end of the day. There's no doubt that's happening.
I do. So last night was awesome. We had a, and again, we are at Pluckers and Grapevine. We're doing a live remote. If you're anywhere near Pluckers and Grapevine, please come see us. We'll be here till 5. Yesterday, we did a remote at Rollertown in Salina, and you mentioned AO coming. What a just a great event.
It was a great event. Thank you. I mean, we had a lot of people show up during the show yesterday. Really good day crowd. And then just carried on over into the night, and we'll talk about it in the next segment. The Mavericks did not hold up their end of the bargain. Oh, my God, did they suck. But the party at Rollertown was great, and there were so many good Eagle listeners out there. That was as fun a Thursday as we've ever had out there. And so cool, towards the end of the show, we got very excited as we could tell that Christina's mama, Velma, had walked in.
She did.
And she kicked it most of the night, and then your sister showed
up. My sister showed up around halftime.
And they stayed longer than Christina stayed.
They did, because I wasn't expecting them to both show up and stay. I thought my mom was going to show up for the show and then leave after.
Her
She's
mom
like, no, we're going to stay, and then Casey's coming. I was like, okay.
Here they come.
All right.
Mom and sis held it down.
Yeah,
it was a really great night. Just so cool that so many people joined us for that. So we certainly appreciate that. A lot of fun.
K-Ray, I asked your mom if she heard the show that you and I did together.
Oh, yeah?
When KT and Skin were gone, and she did not hear it.
Really? I need to tell her. Okay.
You need to tell her. There was a part where I asked Christina about who inspires her, who's her inspiration, and she started talking about her sweet mom. She started tearing up a little bit.
Yep, as soon as I said my mom, I just started crying, and you couldn't understand anything I said.
No,
it was just tears. So, yeah.
You were sobbing on the air.
Yeah, I was.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And Kevin, who's your inspiration?
I don't have any.
Dave.
Yeah, my inspiration's over.
Carter Buford, is that his name?
I mean, like, he'll be on the cover of Modern Drummer, like, next April, but no.
Modern Drummer?
Yeah, it's a big magazine.
Good magazine.
Yeah, I don't have any inspirations. I mean, I just, you know, I do what I do, you know? And I can't be stopped at this point,
yeah.
You know? I'm in my fecal prime.
You're a boulder.
Wait.
Yeah, that I don't think you should say that.
Primal prime is what I meant to say.
Fecal prime was one of the robots in that movie, Transformers.
Yeah.
Michael Bay is back with Jake Gyllenhaal, according to commercials. I don't know.
It's the Dave Matthews tour bus, and it transforms into a robot.
That was 16 years ago. Leave him alone. Back then, you were allowed to do things like that.
People don't forget.
Just want to make it through the back end of the lunch crowd.
What do you mean?
Do that. It'd be great.
No.
Double down in the
first
segment.
That's not how it works.
Okay.
Yesterday, we did a story about a porn graphic in front of a 12-year-old.
Which was badass.
That's not how this works.
That is badass.
Last time we were at Pluckers, you turned around and pointed to a poor family who had gone outside to get away from us, and you pointed at them.
Okay.
So, no, we're doing a remote. We're not changing our show.
Yesterday, the guy who was there with his little girl, he's a big-time listener, and he had brought noise-canceling headphones for her.
Aww.
So she was wearing noise-canceling headphones, couldn't hear anything, and was just coloring in a coloring book. So we're good.
Awesome. But we needed her to weigh in on that segment.
No, we didn't.
We're good.
So happy Friday, you guys. You guys got anything fun going on this weekend?
Yes. Tomorrow, I'm broadcasting a Mav game and very much looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so where are they tomorrow?
So tomorrow they're in Toronto, but we're doing it from here because Toronto's got some wild COVID stuff going on.
Wait, what?
Well, no, just they're... People want to talk about your freedoms and all that stuff. Go see what's happening in Canada.
I'm good.
Dude, if you get COVID, if you test positive, like let's say a team flies in, and this impacts the Stars way more than it impacts the Mavs. But if a team flies in and someone tests positive for COVID, they're getting locked down in Canada for 2 weeks minimum. So it's a really difficult thing when you start making decisions going, all right, how much of our traveling party, let's really scale it down.
Right.
So, and since, you know, the first game was on TNT, it was really easy to scale down the broadcast part. So we'll be broadcasting from the Bally Sports studios out there in Irving and doing the game from there.
Okay.
I can't wait. Mavericks need to show that yesterday was just a bad dream.
And I think they'll do that.
Yeah, I do too.
Right? It's hard to really, as you get ready for a new season with a whole new coach and all these things, to really know what you need to adjust before the season starts. Like, once the season starts, now you have actual teaching moments that you can work on and make adjustments. But prior to that, you don't really know.
No, you don't know.
And then you just won by 70 in a preseason game.
Yeah, they thoroughly got their butt kicked. So we'll talk about all of that. But what time is your show on this weekend, K-Ray?
6 to 11, but I am going to get a quick camping trip in this weekend.
Oh,
I'm leaving
all right.
As soon as I can tomorrow morning, just staying for a night and then coming back Sunday, so which is really all you need when you're camping, especially like in a tent. One night's good. You just need one night.
I agree. That's one night too many. Are you going to send out the pin location in case anyone wants to stop by?
Yes. Well, not for anyone, but to the people who need to, just in case something happens.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
I will let them know where I'm at.
Okay. Bye. Good. 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 Be careful.
Thank you.
There's
will.
Bears and other bears.
I'll be fine.
Are there bears where you're camping?
I don't think so. We're going to Broken Bow area.
Oh, okay, yeah. There's been several grizzly attacks.
Yeah, okay.
Probably
we'll be okay.
Bump into the Light Farms giant out
there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look out.
As long as he brings whiskey, it's okay.
Does he go bring whiskey everywhere he goes?
Yeah. He does.
Do you build a fire and make dogs and such? Like, what do you...
Make
what?
Dogs.
What?
Dogs.
Oh, okay.
Hot dogs.
And now what the kids call them, dogs?
No.
Hey, man, you growing up some dogs?
But yeah, we'll always make a campfire, and then usually in the morning, like scrambled eggs, little smokies. Those are the best for camping.
Yeah, sausages.
Because they're easy to make.
Gross.
My
brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they're big outdoor people. And a long time ago, they took me and Trish canoeing and camping. So you canoe all day, and then you find a site. Man, they're total badass campers. And he was just marinating this teriyaki Hawaiian chicken all day in the boat, and then he built this badass fire. We were grilling, eating like kings out there, and then we slept in a tent with a hole in it, and it rained. So
oh no!
So it's just that
ups and downs of camping. Yeah. That's what you do it to challenge yourself. Really,
right. It's a real highs and lows scenario. Right.
I hate sleeping in a bed that's not like extremely comfortable. So like laying down on the ground doesn't do it
so
for
great.
Me.
No,
it
it's
is.
So great.
It's got
cool. It's awesome. No, I've got a sleeping bag.
Okay. It's cool when you roll over and realize you there's a huge rock underneath you, right below the shoulder.
There's a spider crawling on it, too. You're like, oh, hey.
Oh,
what's
look,
up?
We set this up on a fire ant.
Cool, yeah.
Kevin, what about yourself? What do you have going on this
weekend? I'm going to my TV show will still air tomorrow.
All right.
At 2 p.m.
2:15?
2 p.m. Sometime between 2 and 3 on CW33.
Okay.
Record everything after 2. But it's a rerun. So I've kind of got the week off, sort of. So I'm going to go play golf and hang out with my family in Olney. I'm going to the country.
Yeah.
And I'm already halfway there, basically, doing the show here in Grapevine. So
oh, cool.
I'm on the way home. So, yeah. Going to go home and hang out with the parents for a weekend and then come back. Oh, yeah, I got to go to a doctor thing because my doctor's still in Olney, too. And he's going to, like, stab me and check my blood.
Nice.
So that's going to be fun.
Is he gonna
I
do
might
anything?
Ask for a full physical.
Is he going to do anything medical?
I don't know. I really haven't scheduled the appointment yet. I'm going to see if I can talk myself in. So if I'm not here Monday, you guys just deal with it.
Huh.
Okay.
You should try to work in a good fisting if you can.
We got a bunch of sick days left. So I could say I was fisted.
I don't think you can call your shot on your sick day. You know what I'm saying?
Can you like type that?
What do you mean you can't call
your
shot on your sick day?
Like I'll be gone Monday because I'll be sick.
I don't think I'm going to be sick in the future. Just give me the day off.
Yeah, I don't think they can ask what's wrong with you.
Well,
HIPAA laws, dude. All right, come on,
let's load up the phones.
Bro, the system is there. You can either cheat it or you can play by the rules.
Let's go to the phone.
214-787-1971. Can they ask you what's wrong?
All right. Tell us what you're thinking.
Coming up next, we'll get the party started live from Pluckers and Grapevine. If you're anywhere in the area, stop by and see us. We'd love to meet you, and thank you for listening. By all means, if you get here and you want to meet us, come on up and talk to us during a commercial break because we'd love to say hi. But we'll get things started next. The Cowboys have a bye week. The Mavs did not look good. We'll start with Around the Sports. And then don't miss this at 3:05. Something horrible happened to Alec Baldwin. We got a Love Shack at 4:05. How one country is dealing with an explosive sex drive. And then at 4:35... The wildest concert in Dallas just happened, and nobody knew it. We'll get into all that on today's Ben and Skin Show, live from Pluckers and Grapevine, right here on 97.1 The Eagle.